You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Final thoughts here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, and of course the kid. Matt, I got an interesting question on Twitter I wanted to pose to you. Marty Schottenheimer, when you look at this Browns team, all the penalties that have happened this year, what would Marty Schottenheimer have done to try to correct that penalty problem? That comes to us from our good friend Bob Rose on Twitter.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's very hard, but it would be something that he would bark about every day at practice all week, to the point where you didn't want to disappoint and be that guy on a Sunday. And in a nutshell, accountability. But more so than anything, I thought the discipline that Marty brought was unique in the situation, because I say the same thing about Jim Tressel. He would give you that look, you know, that you know you never wanted to get from your father, that you had that same rapport developed with Marty as I had, you know, built with Jim Tressel, that you wanted to just be perfect because he wanted you to play and he gave you that opportunity to play and you have to take advantage of it. And then the other thing that he would do time and time again is he would get you out of the game. You know, and I think we saw Mike Pettine do that with Randy Starks after the second dumb penalty or whatever it was. But if is anyone and the way they're playing either offensively or defensively going to make or break us in a play or be such a liability as that when you put a backup in that, you know, you got to start pulling a guy out for a play or a series until they get it through their thick skull that you can't hold, you know, you can't grab a guy when the ball's in the air and you got to, you know, and we as an offense understand when the ball's going to get snapped.
Do you think that when you look at a guy like Joe Thomas, who's had a penalty issue, you talked about Randy Starks, do you think the fact that they get so much time off during the week contributes to that in any way, shape, or form?
Slightly, you know, because, you know, when you're given times off, you're missing opportunities to get it right. And you know, the high school refs that come out there and kind of supervise or do their best to mimic and emulate an NFL referee is not of the same extremity, but it creates a series of checks and balances. A, am I lined up properly? Am I getting off on the snap count? And it's just little notifications that you don't have when you're not doing things right in practice can carry over, as we've seen, and create a compound effect on the game.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Want to thank, of course, the Kid for being with us, our great producer, Dave DiNatale. Enjoy the Buckeyes game this weekend. Enjoy the Michigan game for those of you who are like the Kid, went to the Blue.
Go Blue.
Go Blue, says the Kid. Enjoy that. Of course, no Browns this Sunday. We'll be back with you on Monday as the Browns get ready to return to work on Tuesday to take on the Baltimore Ravens Monday Night Football in week number 12. So everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy it. The holidays coming up next week, so always a great time of year. We just want to say thanks for spending your Friday with us here today. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For the Kid, for Dino, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Segura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford.
Catch Matt on Channel 5 tomorrow.
Here we go.
Who? Who?
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.